Dogs. I'm David Hankins.
I'm Paul Hankins.
I'm Trevor Hankins.
And I'm Julia Cannon.
And you're on the air with Power Squared. This is our April 2024 team meeting. We're down a person. Jen Moreno is preoccupied with a doctor's appointment or something.
Yeah, I think her message said she had an appointment set, but then it got pushed to today. So
okay, well, we'll have to carry on without her.
It's okay.
No, it's not. Anyway, where are we?
Julia? I just yes.
All the pressure on you. Where are we?
Yeah. So I believe in the beginning of the month, I turned in some of like the last four pages from last month. You told me to do some edits on those, and I believe I put them in the Dropbox already.
Okay.
And then we also did a bit of some editing with like the script before I started working on layouts. So yes. With those layouts, let's see, I already did pages 1 through 4, so those are in, and I just put in the other layouts for 5 through 8. So they should be in the Dropbox and Sketches.
Okay. So how's it going?
Not much. How about you guys?
Yeah. But I mean, did you, some of the changes were like backgrounds and things like that? Was it?
Yeah, so I changed, it's more of I changed some of the backgrounds because you said some stuff for like, especially with the truck, it was a bit bigger than how like the whole background really is. So I ended up just like changing the, like making the truck a bit smaller just right. For it to be like a bit more atomically correct with.
Was it helpful to actually write on the pages? What
else? Yeah, it was a bit hard to see with like because it was like bright red and then a white, but like that's like a small thing. It didn't really matter to me. But other than that, it was more of like it was good to see where the notes were.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was fine.
All right. Mm-hmm. So okay, well, we'll look forward to seeing what you put up, and that's for issue
27,
and which is. Billy and Raven. Yeah. She never gets top billing. So it was Mocha and Raven. Now it's Billy and Raven. Anyway. All right. And Trevor, you're working on.
I finished the lettering for issue 24. I haven't started on number 25 yet.
Which is the issue you wrote.
Yeah.
So. Hopefully we'll get that going soon. Okay.
My wrist started hurting again, so do what I can.
Okay. Well, you know, we want you to work through the pain. I'm joking, of course.
I think that's like one thing, one way or another, like the older you get, like wrist pain is going to be inevitable. It's just trying to like figure out how to either go through it or just figure out how like ways to like prevent it is
right
yeah. Not really the problem, it's just like it's an ongoing struggle, like I'm starting to go through it too and I'm just like dang it, why
I have to do exercises or something.
Yeah. It's like I think one is like you push your hand back to stretch it out and then do it the other way around or something.
Didn't Rohan do
and then the good old cracking of knuckles, but I can't do that.
Your knuckles don't crack, or?
Or the, I don't know. I don't know how science, I don't know how the human body works.
Okay. all right. What else? Oh, so we took a gamble on something this week. I had sent off some press releases to actually three outlets, one of which was about, they're all about the second, the fact that we're on Library Pass, Comics Plus, and First Comic News printed it. And one of the guys I sent it to was a guy named Ed Catto, who I had met at Comic-Con. He said, oh, that sounds like fun. I'm doing Ithacon, which is a really small comic book convention in Ithaca, New York. And if you have any flyers, you know, be happy to pass them out. Of course, we had no flyer. And it's this weekend. We found out on, was it Tuesday? So, you know, we put something together and sent it off to them. So the kind of put this together.
Oh, that looks so cool.
And thank you for saying that. And have no idea. He never responded if he got them or any of that kind of stuff. But hopefully, if you're going to Ithaca Con, you're going to see the flyer, and it basically has an advertisement for the next four issues with a little blurb about what the comic book is about and a little QR that you can just hit, and it'll take you right to the campus store.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a expensive experiment to see if that works, but it ended up being printed up. He's in Auburn, New York, and so we had it printed up there and delivered to him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still pricey. Hopefully we'll get one reader out of it, maybe.
Hey.
So there's like, it's supposedly 2,000 people attend, and we sent like 200 flyers. So, which is,
if you attract at least one person, it was successful.
Yeah, I just hope there's one person, you know, that bothers to pick it up and look at it. So
I'm trying to be optimistic.
I'm trying to be optimistic too. I'm just also realistic. I don't, as I say, I wrote to him like, okay, we're sending you the flyers, you know. Could you let us know if you got them? You know, I'm imagining he's probably really busy. He's running Ithacon, so he's probably really busy with that. But hopefully,
yeah,
actually got the. But you know, you're kind of like going.
Yeah, it's kind of it. Yeah, it's kind of weird with like stuff like that. It's hard to tell whether you should go down the path of if it's quiet, it's bad, or if it's quiet, it's the news of no news is good news, and it's kind of hard to figure out which route to take.
And I don't know him that well.
Yeah.
To say, oh, he's just really busy. So
that's the hope. That's the hopeful reasoning, which hopefully that is the reasoning. Knowing, like, I've never ran a booth for like a convention before, but from what I've heard from my friends, because I have a couple of friends that do like small booths in Artist Alley, they're like, yeah, it's stressful, and then they give me the look of help. I'm like, oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can do LA Comic Con. We were on the waiting list for a booth at WonderCon, even though they had empty spaces. And then Comic-Con is like, good luck.
Yeah, WonderCon is where again? I'm sorry?
Anaheim.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing there were empty spaces because there were people who were approved, and then for whatever reason, they just never showed up.
Yeah.
Which is kind of rude.
Yeah. Yeah. We did two podcasts about it. Obviously, you're not listening to the podcast. Okay. Hurts. all right. So we have no idea where Jen is and doing stuff. So we'll just assume she's working. Is she like caught up to you yet?
I think so. I'm not too sure. When I looked at the Dropbox, it seemed like it, but yeah.
So she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we need to get those 8 pages done so she can have something to do.
Yeah, I will say that when I was working on some of the pages like last night, I like there was like for the one of the scenes, there's a motorcycle, and I found two models that I'm gonna be using as a reference, but I just want to figure out which one you would want me to use. So
okay,
like I'll show you a bit later.
Alright.
Unless you want to do it now. You want to do it now?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
I guess I'll turn this overlay off.
Where's Clip Studio? Actually, I was not anticipating you to say yes. I'm sorry.
Well, you brought it up.
I know, but like, listen, whenever I ask a question, I'm assuming someone's going to say no.
That's
okay. Pessimism or realism? No one knows.
That's true.
Okay, hold up. Let me just... let me share my screen real quick.
This would be really great for the people listening to the podcast.
It's okay. If trash taste can do it, so can we now.
Let's see what we got here. That does not look like a motorcycle.
Right. I couldn't find Clip Studio, so I just opened up a random file on my desktop.
Okay.
That'll work. So there's two different types of motorcycles so here's one. Like just a bit of a discretion, like I'm not gonna follow the color thing precisely, like obviously there's, but just in terms of the reference.
Uh-huh.
So here's one. And then I figured this one, since like it's taken place in America, so I also found this reference of a why does it always
So basically, you're showing this kind of two different, one's sort of a modern motorcycle, one's more of a
Because when I saw that, like when I saw like them, like the scene was like saying like they were being surrounded by them, I would figure like it was like kind of not like not really like Speed Racer, but like they concentrated more on speed. But I also know like when it comes to like biker gang, sometimes it leads more to the classics.
Yeah, I would imagine that the second one here would be more of a biker gang kind of.
Okay.
You know, like I know so much about biker gangs.
I don't know. You could. You could be.
Yeah, I used to lead the Hell's Angels. No.
Oh no!
I'm joking, of course.
It's kind of fubbed here because I think the way the assets worked is they put two different types. One is like it's on the wheels on an angle, but you get the idea though.
I was trying to find
the one where it's not like mushed together, but it's all in Japanese and I can't do anything.
It looks like somebody is kind of, you know, they customized their bikes.
Yeah, so like, yeah, but like in terms of like look, are we thinking more this one?
Yes.
Then, so like they're more like cruisers more than I am speed.
Yeah.
That's the only way I could word it.
And they all obviously all wouldn't be exactly the same either.
Somebody
may have the other kind of bike, motorbike. Yeah.
So maybe like, would you say the leader then would go with the classics?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, then I think that's the one thing I was more concerned about because I'm thinking I might use both anyways, just one variety too. It's like
but
I think in terms of like which one should I prioritize, so by the look, by the sound of your answer, it'd probably be this one.
Yes.
Which
should
if you're listening, is it more of a customized motorcycle? I had a friend that was his brother was sort of in a gang, but he did customized motorcycles.
Yeah. Is that where the inspiration came from for riding into this?
No, it was just, but I'm just saying that he kind of worked on those kind of motorcycles. Let's look at the second one here.
Okay, so, all right, so this one, at least for the leader, but mostly this one and maybe one or two of
the other ones,
this one.
Not everybody's going to have, you know.
Yeah. Because I would assume, like, okay, slight spoilers, I would assume, like, without, like, how this group is. It's like there would be some people who are cruisers and some who would probably have to speed up to, like, target people, quote-unquote.
Uh-oh.
We lost everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That was a first.
Yeah, we lost everything.
Is the stream okay? Oh, it did go off.
For those who are listening, we just had some technical difficulties there.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. So, okay.
Yeah, it blacked out on the OBS for a second.
Well, we'll find out.
I'm just hoping I didn't accidentally show too much of the Discord on stream.
Find out.
Oh no, they're going to see the two memes that are on there.
all the secrets will be revealed, yes. So, that one looks a little kind of funky, actually.
Yeah. I think it's just more of like how they made the model. Like I went with what either like was like looked more doable and also just more like what you guys would want as well, so.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so that is not in the sketches, I guess?
No, not yet.
Should I
remove the bags on the motorcycle just for the sake of it?
Some of them probably would have bags.
Okay, so some, like maybe one or two would have bags?
Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. Again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like in the logistics standpoint, this would not survive the highway. But then again, I could be wrong.
I guess we're not trying to go for 100% reality since it is a comic book.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm this isn't just me thinking out loud, not even the comic anymore. I'm just like, would that survive the highway?
Yeah. I assume people have bags on the side of their vehicles and, you know, you have...
Gotta hold your groceries somehow.
Well, you probably have, you know, food and maybe change of clothes. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always wondered that when it came to like storage on a motorcycle. I'm like, how does that? Oh well.
All right.
But yeah, like the for people who don't know, like sometimes when I work on stuff, I give them layouts of 3D models and stuff. So sometimes what helps is if I'm able to find like a model that's already there, it gives like a better idea of how something will look like. So.
And then you draw it yourself, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's original art, right? I'm not using AI or any of that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Oh gosh, Twitter's having a good field day with that too, and I'm just like concerned. Well, but yeah, so main consensus for going with the good old American bike.
Yes. Yes. Okay. What you call a hog, I guess.
Oh yeah, they're called hogs. Okay.
All right.
Let's see.
All right. Stop sharing. Yay. All right.
So how was everybody's week?
I guess this would be a time to at least hype it. Next month will be Transformers Month on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes. So
it's going to be a little different.
Yeah. So you get a whole month off. No team meeting in May, I guess.
Yeah, the next time we're probably going to meet up is for the book club for, what was the book again?
Pompo the Cinephile.
Yeah, that one.
Which I'm sure you've read by now.
Did I buy it yet? Actually, that's a good question.
I was actually going to ask.
Yeah, so we're going to have Livio Raimondelli.
Yes. Marty Eisenberg, Bob Budiansky, and
John Barber.
Yeah, and John Barber.
For his second, the first time he was on the show, it was like 2 hours long.
Sounds like a good show.
Yeah, he was like, you could tell he was like, we're just like, we had no idea. He was a former editor at IDW, and he's now the editor in chief at a new comic book company. Yeah. And
I'll ask him all about that.
Yeah, and we actually, you know, he met with us at Comic Con, you know, the professional room, and he was really nice to us and stuff, but. We had him on for because we had no idea if we'd ever be on the show again, so we just asked him every question we could think of. It was going on for like 2 hours. He was like, he's getting kind of tired, but
mm-hmm.
No. So now we can just say all the background. You can look at that podcast. Anyway, all right, and so I guess that's about it.
Yeah.
Unless you got something new you want to.
It's not Power Grid related, but I kind of find it hilarious if you guys want to hear it.
Sure.
So you know how like we read the Apothecary Diaries recently, right?
Yeah.
So you guys heard on the news about how like the manga Arthur was like arrested for something?
Hmm. No.
Okay, so when I was like reading into it, people were like really concerned, like the author of Apothecary Diaries, he was arrested, and everyone was like starting to think like the worst of the worst.
Right.
But then the moment I read it, my reaction was, "Oh, thank goodness they're arrested for tax crimes." like I know that like that kind of topic is something we don't dwell into, but I just find it hilarious. Like, because like I feel like every other month an author or someone in like the creative space is arrested for like bad things. But then when you realize, "Oh, thank goodness it was tax evasion! Thank God."
He's just a financial thief.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'll take it. I just thought it was funny just because, like, we read the Apothecary Diaries. Yeah. And, like, I just thought it was funny. It's, like, tax evasion, but, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of, like.
It's not harassment. Anyway.
It's not harassment. It's not, like, quote, unquote, bad. So I'm just like, oh, thank God.
Hopefully
or it's a combination of wait, that's it.
Arrested's arrested.
No, like, oh, for sure, arrested is arrested, but it's just like it's a good change of pace of like what we've been hearing in the news with other stuff. And it's like, okay, we'll allow the community that I'm pretty sure they don't allow it, but like we'll allow it.
This is over in Japan. He was arrested.
Yes, I think so. I just found it funny. I was like, you know what, an author being arrested for tax evasion was not on my bingo card, but you know what, I'll take it.
reminded me that we talked about Kaiji last week. Yeah,
which I'm sure she watched.
Yeah. The composer was arrested and was in jail for 10 years, and I was like, wait, it was just because of a bag of weed?
Yeah, they're strict over there.
Yeah,
they're
very strict.
Very strict.
But to, I guess to an American, it's like, that's it?
I think because I remember I was listening like to another podcast before, like it was like these three dudes who live in Japan. They're just looking like, yeah, like the police in Japan, like it's one of those things where if they arrest you, if they can't find something, like they will find something, whether if it's minuscule or bad.
Yeah.
And it kind of sucks. And I'm just like, oof.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's one of those, it's like the ongoing, like, it's ongoing joke of like how Japan is so safe. It's like, if you're arrested, it's probably for something dumb. Yeah. Or really, really bad. There's no in between.
They do have organized crime over there. So.
They do. I think in terms of like what people, like, aside from like the organized crime, like what people get arrested for, it's like, it's either something like stupid dumb where it's like, yeah, it's dumb, but you don't deserve to go to jail. Or really, were really dangerous, like the dude who like set like the anime studio on fire. So it's like there's no in between. Yeah. I think it's either like very minuscule or so bad you post it on 2chan because they can. So yeah, I don't know. I find that interesting. It's like
All right. So until next time, I'm David Hankins.
I'm Paul Hankins.
I'm Trevor Hankins.
And I'm Julie Cannon.
And you've been on the air with Power Squared.
Bye. Bye.